Hey everybody, I'll be your host today, Jose Bali, and this is The End Zone. Today we'll be talking about the struggles of summer practice, how special a senior season can really be, and how it can be cut short. Today we have a very special guest, Martin Zelaya. He played for the Birmingham Patriots as a D-lineman. His senior season, he had 37 solo tackles, 49 total tackles, 2 sacks, 1 cussed fumble, and 2 fumble recoveries. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Kind of hot outside.
Weather?
Yeah. It's like summer practice all over again, just without the running.
Exactly. So it's been good. How's
life right now, adjusting the peers, it's fun. Like, college isn't as stressful as I thought it would be. Like,
first year of college.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it. As I was doing some research on you, it says you played your freshman year, you played your sophomore year, but you didn't play your junior year.
No, I didn't.
Can you explain?
Yeah, by the end of my sophomore season, it was like our second to last game. I had actually popped my shoulder out, and then it popped right back in. But at that time, my tendons in my shoulder had gotten messed up, so I went to the doctor, and he said I had to be out for a year. So that's why I didn't play my junior year.
Oh, so it was due to injury.
Yeah.
So does injury, like, play a big part into, you know?
Oh, yeah. All my junior year, I think I went to one football game because I just couldn't stand being there without actually playing the game because it would just make me, like, miss it so much that
it's constantly reminding you, you know? So what made you decide to play your senior year? Because you did play your senior year.
Yeah. Senior year, I just thought I had still had something left to prove that I could actually make it on varsity, that I could make a difference on varsity, and that if I was going to play a last season there, senior year should be, like, that's how I wanted to cap it off.
So a very special season. And let's talk about, you know, take us back to freshman year, summer practice, you know. Did you have experience before coming into...
No,
summer practice
actually, freshman year was my first year ever playing football for an actual team. Before that, in middle school, I had played during lunch and just like that, like, with my friends, but I had never actually been part of a team with, like, pads and everything, so it was just a whole new experience for me. It was kind of fun. I got into summer practice late by a month and a half, so I was already behind everyone, so that's why I didn't really, like, pay attention much to football there and, like, care about it, like, as that much since I played frosh off, so it was just like
so when you came into summer practice, how you said you were new, nothing, you didn't play like Pop Warner, nothing like that?
No, never. Actually, when I was younger, I would play soccer a lot.
So, you know, coming into summer practice, did you have a set position that you wanted to play, or were you just open-minded to anything?
Actually, that's a funny thing. I had started at D-line, but then I realized how tough that position actually is. So I was just like, it's my first year. Let me go to something easier. So I went to linebacker. And that position was a lot easier because it didn't really... The stance, it wasn't physically like that...
Demanding.
Yeah, as D-line. Because D-line, you had to be on your fingers every play.
Yeah.
And I have broken fingers on my hands, so I can't.
Yeah. Injury, I can tell injury played a big part, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you were open-minded to, like, the coaches? Because I know that plays a big part, you know, especially in high school. A lot of kids come in, you know, I'm going to play this position.
Yeah.
Then they realize, no, I'm going to play whatever coach tells me to play. So can you explain on that?
Yeah, because freshman year, I had decided to play linebacker, but all throughout that season, I had my coach, Avila from Birmingham, he would tell me, oh, you should play D-line, you should play D-line, you would start on D-line. I was like, I don't know, it's a little more like learning that I wanted to do freshman year. I wasn't that like into football as much as I was senior year, so that's why I was like, nah, I'm just here for like, just to be a part of the team so I can say I'm part of the football team.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I feel like once you get to senior year, it's your senior season, your last chance to prove. You know, it's you're taking it serious.
Yeah, you're trying to go out there and prove to everyone that without the people before you, this team could actually still be good, could actually still be something. So that's why I went.
And in summer practice, you know, there's always a lot of new faces.
Yeah.
In the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yet towards the end, a lot of them start to fade away.
Yeah. That's due to the people that just can't handle the demand of football, like the time, the pressure, the physical part of it. And then most of it, some other people get cut. Like they can't play on the football team because of grades, because they just don't show up to practice, or I don't want to be mean, but they kind of suck. So it's just like a bit bad.
And how intense were summer practice? Like how?
Towards the beginning, it's kind of like lenient because they're teaching you new things. But close to the end, closer to the season that we get, it would be more like uptight. More people would be like, they would be taking it more serious because they knew that once that first Friday came up, that's game day. It's like a whole different animal than just summer practice when you're just mm-hmm. running around in shorts and t-shirt. You actually have pads, a helmet, cleats, and you're actually doing contact with a different team.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about that. You know, heat plays a big part into summer practice.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't understand you're practicing midsummer.
Yep.
With temperatures reaching, especially in the valley.
Yeah, 100 degrees, 105, and we still have to practice in that type of weather because that's how you get conditioning for actual season, mm-hmm. when it's colder.
So you feel like it does help, you know?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, because without us being used to that heat, I don't think we would be as conditioned, as in shape as every other team in the valley. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, pads, hitting, is it hard for those who, you know, barely started playing football, you know, never played football before? So, you know, take us, you know, first week of helmets. I know from experience, people that have never put on a helmet before get extremely big headaches.
Oh, yeah.
And then pads, and then hitting drills. Can you take us through that?
My experience was first time I put on a helmet, wow, this hurts. The helmet's so tight on your head, it like leaves you red marks everywhere, and then you get that first contact in your helmet and you just hear it ringing in your ears sometimes. So it's just like, wow, this is football. This is actually football. I'm actually doing this. Firstly, a contact, that's when the people that are like big hitters show up and people that are scared to hit.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Once you put on your helmet, once you put on your shoulder pads, all your other pads, it's an extra 15, 20 pounds
you. Yeah, definitely. That's another thing. Conditioning in that and conditioning just without pads, without helmets, without anything else is so much different.
You know, like I said, there's always a hell week.
Yeah.
So that's basically it, you know. Yeah. Putting on those pads for the first time, or it's just in the beginning of the summer, you know, getting some contact in. And then you'll see who's going to stay and who's going to leave.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that don't know how to hit or aren't used to hitting end up getting bruises everywhere or get scratches and cuts, and they're like, oh, no, this isn't for me, so they just leave the team. That's when it's shown who's going to stay for the season and who's going to leave.
I'm going to quote your head coach, Jim Rose. He said, football isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
Can you explain on that?
Yeah, because what he means by that is that there's some people that love the sport, love it with their heart, with everything, that football is their life, that football is meant for, like, people that are passionate for it. There's other people there that try to be on the football team that are just there, like how I was my freshman year.
For the jersey.
Yeah, for the jersey.
You know, to show say, hey, I'm in the football team.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, because they don't want to be a part of anything actually that's meaningful about the team. They just want to be, oh yeah, I'm on the football team, look how cool I am, you know? Yeah. What I mean,
so when he says that, you know, I feel like when he says that, he's talking about that, and also it's a very contact sport.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he talks about that because some people don't like getting hit, some people don't like hitting,
scared of getting hit.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. once they get hit the first time, I'm gonna quote him again, he says, once you get hit the first time, you'll decide if you're going to stay or you're going to leave.
Exactly, because many people on that first hit that they get actually hit, they're like, they either get, wow, this is what I'm supposed to do. And other people are like, no, this hurts.
I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, this hurts too much. I'm not going to put myself through this every day.
Well, it is a lot of physical pain, you know, especially after Oklahomas.
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain, because not a lot of people know what Oklahomas are.
Oklahomas are basically one-on-one hitting drills. It's a running back and then a tackler. And then they're just going head up, one-on-one, face-to-face, running full speed at each other.
And it's basically a week full of just full-on contact hitting. You know, and from experience, you wake up the next day.
Oh, no.
You're full of bruises. You got headaches. Move.
Yeah, you know, it's just...
It does take a toll on somebody.
Yeah.
It's really not for everybody. You know, you wake up the next morning and you're like that. What makes you get up, go to practice the next day?
For me, it was just like, if I can get through this 1 week of just hell, that's like, oh my God, my body hurts so much, then I can do the whole season of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's also life lessons, you know, not too quick. You know, coaches always say, if you can get through this,
you can do anything.
You can do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So, any tips, you know, advice for incoming freshmen or people that just want to join football and just want to basically survive summer practice?
Just show up. My advice is show up every day. Try your hardest, because if you try your hardest that first week, that hell week, the week that you just get there, your body's going to get used to everything, all the running, all the heat, everything. And then by the end of summer, you're going to be like, oh, that was nothing compared to what you're doing then. Because your body's already used to all the every like physical demand that football has.
Yeah, once you're in season, you're already conditioned.
Oh, yeah.
So, just, I guess, things will get better.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm trying to...
Yeah.
So, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, things will get better. Like, they're not going to stay that tough the whole season because you're going to get used to it.
So, your body will adjust.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, let's talk about... That was your freshman year.
Yeah.
Any differences between freshman year and sophomore year summer practice? Any big difference?
The coaches weren't as demanding. I realized that from that freshman year to that sophomore year, the coaches had taken down the level of intensity a little bit more. I don't know why, but the level of intensity was just gone.
Sophomore year?
Yeah, sophomore year. I don't know if it was because of something that happened the past season or something happened that they saw on this team that they didn't have to work as hard or something like that. But something was missing. A little key part was missing in that summer practice.
You noticed there was a difference between coaches, you know, not showing as much interest as it did before.
Yeah, because there was, like, some coaches that wouldn't even show up some days, some coaches that would show up late. Their drills weren't as hard. They weren't as passionate for the football game. So it was just...
So how does that affect you and the other players noticing that, you know, the coaches basically don't have interest and, you know, you guys performing or giving, like, as much effort?
I think that for the players, it gives them an extra drive to give them that passion back, to give them something to be passionate about.
To prove a point, basically.
Yeah. To prove that they're better than the team before.
Mm-hmm. So is that, you keep mentioning that, to prove that you're better than the team before. Is that something that's always on your mind when you're playing?
Yeah, that was on my mind a lot, because they had said, my senior year especially, they had said that, our team was going to be nothing, that they were going to be, like, nothing compared to the other team. So it was just like, I had something to prove that even if those guys are gone, our team was still going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you took junior year off.
Yeah.
It's your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
You're at summer practice. Difference?
Oh, yeah. Big difference. The level of intensity for the coaches was completely gone. There was some workouts that we would do sophomore year called circuits, where we would just do different workouts, high intensity. They were gone. We didn't do them anymore. Like, we did them once throughout all summer. They were just gone. That and our D-line coach, he was gone too. He had quit coaching.
Coach Morgan?
Yeah, Coach Morgan. He had quit coaching. So
he played for UCLA.
Yeah. So it was just like, without him being there, our D-line lacked coaching, leadership, and it showed through, like, the first game.
And, you know, it's your senior season. Did you take leadership during summer practice?
Not as big as I should have. I would always, like, try to do some easy stuff when I shouldn't have. And I think that's what resulted in me getting hurt our second game.
And, you know, so the team, you know, noticing, you know, basically the head D-line coach, he left.
Yeah.
We don't have basically a coach that's qualified to teach us. Did you guys take that as in, okay, we're going to slack off this year? Or, you know what, we're going to prove a point. Everyone is doubting us, and we got something to prove.
I think it was a mixture of both from some people. Some people were like, oh, we don't have a coach. Why should we try as hard? People aren't expecting as much as from us as other people since we don't have a coach. I took it as, okay, he left. Let's give him a reason to come back.
And, you know, this year, it's your first year on varsity.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, you know, JV, it's more fun. Once you get to varsity, it's just strict. We're here to do our job. We're go on the field, do our job, and then come out.
Well, that, I had said that at the beginning, but then I realized, no. Varsity is so much more fun than JV. You get to play under the lights. You get to hear the crowd roar every time you do a good play. While on JV, you're playing in the hot sun. No crowd, no nothing. So on varsity, you also build a closer relationship to all your players because it's like a family, a brotherhood that gets so close that when like something happens with somebody off the field, everybody can handle it. Everybody can join in and bond and help try to fix that.
So you feel that your senior season, you got closer with your teammates? Your...
Most definitely. I made a, like right now, they say after high school, you graduate. You don't talk to anybody from high school. I still have friends from the football team that now go to Valley, go to Moore Park. I talk to those guys every day. They're like my brothers. They're actually my brothers now, thanks to football.
Well, especially senior season, you know, you're spending all that time together, your blood, sweat, yep. You know, all that hard work, and you do build a strong relationship with them, you know, because you know they have your back, and you know you have their back.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna ask you, but I think I already know the answer. How important was your senior season to you?
I think it's one of the most important things I've done in my life to date. Because that senior year, we had set out on a goal to prove that we can still have the same level of greatness with that team as the other team before us and teams before us. But we didn't get to that goal, to that championship, to that everything. But I think we got something better. The friendship that will last a lifetime.
And I was just going to talk about that, you know. The year before especially, it was the 10th year that Birmingham had won league champs.
Yeah.
For 10 years in a row. You know, does that put pressure on you guys to basically continue on, you know, 11, 12 years, you know? Does that put pressure on you guys?
It had some deal of pressure. Unfortunately, that streak of 10 years had ended with my year. That we lost league championships at El Camino.
I was going to talk about that.
And it's just like, it was a punch in the gut to find out that we were the team that broke it. You know what I mean?
And, you know, there's also, okay, so there was that pressure of winning league. You know, everyone expected you guys to win league.
Yeah.
Or didn't because of how you explained they didn't really have trust in the football team.
Nobody really had faith in us. We were expected to go 1-9, 2-8, something like that.
And then Birmingham also has the curse, you know, since 2007.
Yeah.
You know, 2007 was the last year you guys won city championships. And ever since that year, you guys haven't passed the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's the pressure of league champs, and there's also the pressure of the curse.
Yeah.
So, can you explain a little bit about that?
I think the pressure to break the curse is a little less than the pressure to win league because of the teams you're facing. In the league, you're facing D2 schools and something like that. And then while you're in the championship, you're facing Dorsey, Narbonne, and those type of schools. So it's just
Narbonne back-to-back city championship.
Yeah, so like people don't expect that much from you, but league is something you should win because you are Birmingham. So it's just...
So did you believe in the curse or did it not?
For me, I didn't really believe in it. I was just like, oh, that's just an excuse that they use every time we don't make it past the second round, that there's a curse.
So let's talk about Jim Rhodes. And he does it a different way from a lot of the Valley coaches. He does a preseason schedule that's extremely hard.
Yeah.
Does that help?
I think it does because I think it, when we lose those games or if we were to lose those games, I think it helped us learn how to lose. How to like deal with the great blowouts that happen, how to deal with the great losses, how to deal with the injuries, how to deal with the talent that they have on their team. For the next like game, we would already see, okay, this is what you did bad against a good team, a good, great team that's competing for a championship. Let's fix that.
Teams like Oaks Christian, who's ranked in the nation,
yeah,
will help you with Valley schools. So
yeah.
So you definitely think it helped?
Yeah, it's definitely a smart idea to do that rather than take the easy schedule that you can like just win every game.
It prepares you better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't get like your players don't get that big of a head, saying, "Oh, we're 5-0 in preseason. Yeah. We're gonna win championship."
And definitely a win against those teams.
Oh yeah,
is way more important than you know.
Yeah, than a win against like some
D3 schools. Yeah. I understand. So. Maybe this is a touchy subject. I'm going to take you back to that El Camino game. You know, you guys were 4-0 season. 3-0. You guys are playing El Camino.
Yeah.
You guys were winning by halftime.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. We went into that halftime lead with the 21-7 lead. When we came out, we were feeling good. We were feeling everything. Then we got punched in the mouth. They had this one player, their number two. He ran a 4-2. They abused him. They kept throwing him the ball and kept like riding him to the wind. So it was just like we had no speed like that. We had nothing that can contain him.
So do you feel it was on the coaches that did not prepare for it? You know, because I know when there's a game,
yeah,
and the other team has talent, it's up to the coach to determine. Okay. You have this player, and we're going to do this to prevent it. You know, if they have players on the team, it's up to the coaches to say, this is how we're going to stop it. Or did you feel that it was on you?
I think it was more on the players rather than the coaches because the coaches prepared us great. We had a 21-7 lead. I think it was just us that we got overconfident, and we blew that lead.
Okay. And take us to playoffs.
We lost first round to San Pedro.
Lost first round. But, you know, you just lost league champs. Did that affect you going into playoffs?
No, because after we had lost league champs, we were like, okay, we're underdogs against this team. Let's prove something. But we didn't. We ended up getting blown out that game 49-0, I think. And it was just, they weren't that much better than us. I think we were just the certain players. We're just scared under the lights, like they shrunk.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Some players can perform.
Yeah.
When, then basically you're needed most.
Yeah.
Some can't.
Yeah. That I think that's unfortunately what happened with us because we had a very inexperienced team. Coming into the season, we had one player on defense that had played varsity beforehand, and then on offense we had like 3 to 5, so it wasn't that talented like. Not talented. We were a talented team, but experienced. We were a very inexperienced team.
Yeah, the 2015 season, a lot of seniors graduated that year.
Yeah.
Most of the varsity team graduated. So it was very difficult for you guys. You know?
We had to get a whole new quarterback, a whole new line. The line was still intact, the O-line. The D-line, we had to get a new D-line. Linebackers, corners.
So basically experience was the thing that you guys lacked in.
I think if we had more experience there, we would have we would have won.
And just to wrap things up, is there a chance that you would ever play football again? Is that in your mind?
I think next year I might try to play again if my knee gets better. So I think I might go to either Pierce, Moore Park, or Valley to play.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you for answering all the questions. You've been great.
Thank you for having me.
And this has been KBCRadio.com.